Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Eurocash Quarter One 2019 results presentation. Today's speakers will be Mr. Louis Amaral, President of Eurocash Group, Mr. Jacek Owczarek, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Cezary Giza, Investor Relations Director. Sirs, please go ahead.
Hello, it's Louis Amaral. Thanks for joining us on the call. I'll just, as usual, do the introduction, and after Cezary, we'll follow on with Jacek. First quarter, the main theme is that the retail market and small stores market developed quite well. We saw growth of about 7% on the market, total market without Easter, so it's quite relevant. On the wholesale side, we had 3.5% of sales increase with very healthy like-for-likes, and EBITDA also went much better, which is 15% increase. On the retail side, we had -1.5% like-for-likes, which is basically reflecting the Easter effect. If you add April, you'll see that the like-for-likes March and April, so to see the real like-for-like without the confusion of Easter and long weekend is around 4%. Cash flows were around 60% of the EBITDA, which is normal. The first quarter, basically, we are stocking for Easter, and last year we are after signs of Easter in the wholesale side, so everything goes normally, just seasonality. In general, it was a very stable quarter. We are doing the things we have to do on the retail side, on the integration. We'll discuss it later. Everything is going according to more or less our plan. In wholesale, we have been basically trying to optimize the operations since last year, and that's what we are still trying to do. I give now the words to Jacek, to Cezary, to follow with the presentation.
Hello, everybody. It's Cezary Giza. Let's start with the presentation. Now we are on page number three, where we may see food market dynamics. The most important point here, as Louis already mentioned, is that small format stores in last 12 months increased sales by 7.1%. The good point is that convenience stores between 40 and 100 square meters, they noted around 13% sales growth, more or less the same like specialized and others, which are basically petrol station. On the other hand, we have small supermarkets is impacted somehow by less trading days and by Easter with the growth of 2%. I think the good point is small grocers below 40 per square meters dynamic, which was basically flat. Basically, this is one of the best results for the last couple of years. On the other hand, we have large format stores that, yes, they were impacted by Easter, and hypermarkets noted -3%, supermarkets -2% sales decline. Discounters still are performing quite nice, although they are decelerating. Their sales growth amounted to almost 8% for last 12 months. Let's look at macro perspective, especially on inflation on page number four. We may see that inflation has changed the trend, because in first quarter 2019, we saw food inflation at around 1.8%, with April acceleration to 3.3%. I think the good message or very different message comparing to previous years is inflation by categories. Basically, all categories were on the more or less the same level, except some categories like fruits and vegetables. It means that all formats of stores has been supported by inflation in the same way. Let's look at our performance, mainly wholesale at the beginning. Our sales revenues in wholesale segment amounted to 4.1 billion zloty, which means 3.5% sales growth. EBITDA at that time increased up to 101 million zloty. Obviously, this is impact of new accounting standards. So comparing to previous accounting standards, our EBITDA increased by almost 15%, means 7 million zloty, and amounted to 53 million zloty in first quarter 2019. EBITDA margin increased by 13 percentage points. Let's go back to the sales development on page number 6. We may see that this quarter, tobacco business increased sales by 9%. This is impact of one of key accounts sales increase, but basically it's very strong growth. We see that cash and carry noted 3.2% sales growth, which is comparing to last few years, very strong positive results. On the other hand, we have distribution growing by 6%, and this sales growth is somehow offset by alcohol distribution decline. This alcohol distribution decline is coming mainly from Easter effect and sub-wholesalers discontinued sales. Basically, we are going to merge alcohol distribution this year with Eurocash distribution, introducing digital platform into alcohol distribution, and thanks to these changes, we should be able to generate more cost optimizations, reducing logistic costs as well headquarter costs. Basically, we may see that current wholesale business is turning from traditional one to digital one. Let's look at retail performance. 1.3 billion zloty of sales in first quarter. This was driven by M&As, Mila and Partner, and this amount of 37% sales growth year on year. The most important here are like-for-like. As Luis at the beginning mentioned, our retail like-for-like in first quarter was minus 1.5%. Obviously, this is impacted by Easter. When we look at the April cumulative data for 4 months in 2019, we may see that our like-for-likes amounted to 4%. This is very strong result, especially when we take into account that we noted basket deflation around 0.8% in first quarter. Easter also impacted our profitability because profits, basically EBITDA, declined by 6 million zloty in first quarter and amounted to 13 million zloty. This impact was even supported by less trading days, basket deflation, as I already mentioned, and consolidation of Mila with ongoing integration. Looking at our retail development on page number 8, we may see that own supermarkets are driving our sales, thanks to M&As. Basically, number of small supermarkets this quarter amounted to 1,563 stores, means 24 net increase. All our retail businesses are under integration right now. We shared with you some plan of the integration on the last call. Now we keep the same integration path with small amendments to the plan, and basically our integration is on schedule. Projects on page number 9. We accelerated expansion of our projects. Clearly, these are future investments, and somehow it impacts our EBITDA. For some of us, it is just negative EBITDA of 12 million zloty. For us as a business, from business perspective, this is investment into future growth of small format stores and entrepreneurs running retail business in this country. So Duży Ben, Contigo, and other projects are for us startups. They need to expand, that's why we invest more, and they need to deliver around 100 or 120 stores to reach break-even. Nowadays, with Duży Ben, we have 30 stores. For example, Duży Ben this quarter noted 22% like-for-like. More or less the same was with Contigo and Contigo online business. Let's look at our consolidated financial statement. On page number 10, we may see that consolidated sales revenues increased by 10%, with gross margin increased from 11.7% to 13%. Obviously, this margin increase was driven by M&As, with some slight margin improvement in wholesale business as well as previous retail business. Consolidated EBITDA was impacted mainly by Easter effect, and before IFRS declined by 6 million zloty, amounted to 33 million zloty. But basically, from current accounting perspective, our first quarter EBITDA amounted to 121 million zloty. Net profit was impacted by IFRS 6 million zloty, means that before IFRS 16, our net profit amounted to 33.8 million zloty. After IFRS, it amounted to minus 40 million zloty. Just looking at EBITDA performance by segments on page number 11, we may see that wholesale is very stable, performing very well, bringing profit increase, and this quarter we improved our EBITDA in wholesale by 7 million zloty. This wholesale EBITDA improvement was offset by retail decline by almost 6 million zloty. Projects were basically flat, and others declining by 6 million zloty. Segment of others has been impacted by IT costs increase and higher provision for employees bonus in comparison to previous year. Cash flow. When we look at cash flow, we may see that before IFRS, our operating cash flow amounted to 60% of EBITDA. This means that now our net operating cash flow was negative in first quarter. Obviously, this is again Easter impact. Our net investment cash flow was impacted by M&A, around 70 million zloty for 25 retail, very nice retail stalls that we added at the beginning of the March. But coming back to the working capital, we should look at the cash conversion cycle, which is around minus 25 days, which is our long-term optimum level. You may see that inventory rotation increased by five days. As Luis mentioned at the beginning, we were preparing ourselves for the Easter. That's why our inventory increased and our inventory rotation has increased as well. Looking at the net debt versus EBITDA, we may see that we ended the quarter with 730 million zloty. Again, this is an impact of cash flow impacted by Easter. So net debt EBITDA index amounted to 1.8 times. This quarter, we reported our financials after IFRS 16 implementation. So net debt IFRS 16 amounted to 2.5 billion zloty, which means 3.4 times EBITDA. The most important factor here is that IFRS 16 implementation does not impact our business and our operations. That's all for today's call. It's pretty short, but I think we show you proper presentation of the financials that were clearly impacted by quarter of seasonal effects. Basically, we are quite optimistic with outperforming small stores in the market that drives our wholesale sales and allows us to improve EBITDA thanks to further potential of optimizations. Retail came back to the strong like-for-like. Still, it is somehow impacted by integration. Projects are going to be expand, and some costs correlated with this are visible, but for us, it's a clear future of the small format stores in this country. Cash flow and net debt are impacted by seasonal effects. The most important here is that net working capital is at healthy optimum level. IFRS 16 that changed a lot our presentation of financials basically does not impact our business. That's all for today's call, and maybe not for today's call. We are basically open for your questions, and let's start Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question comes from Lucas Washkelo, Wood & Co. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Luis. Hi, Jacek. How's Jarek? Basically, I have one question related to what we've been recently hearing from the PKN Orlen, one of the key clients of yours, that potentially they are considering building their own distribution chain for FMCG, and that will give an depending acquisition or bailout, actually, of Ruch. Sounds that it may actually happen. Can you any kind of, refer to that? Is it really possible or not? What kind of a damage or not that could cause to your operations? Because I understand it's one of your core clients, so I'm really interested what kind of impact that could have.
Yes. Okay. So, yes, it's true. They are changing for their own operation. And it's supposed to be from September this year, if I'm not mistaken. On the same time, we will lose part of the contract. They are winning other parts of the contract because this movement they are doing has nothing to do with our efficiency, because the level of service they have is over 99%. It has just to do with the internal decision they have to use the assets and who. This obvious, it's not a strategic client, but it's a big client because our business, as you know, is based on the grocery stores. But obviously it's a big client, which will have some impact. We estimate the impact more or less in EBITDA level around 3 to 4%. And in cash flow level around 50 million. But
50, 50,
you win some clients and lose some clients every time. Obviously this is a big client which is changing strategy, but as I said, at the same time we won another contract from them for the fresh part. So it's just normal adaptation of the market.
Yes, we said 5-0. However, please remember that exactly one day sales in Eurocash is a little bit more than 50 million. So we are talking here that we will need to, you know, cover gap in working capital of one day of sales, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of client by far,
but it's not our business. It's small client. It's not big client.
Okay, but biggest client by far, can you any kind of put that into numbers? What kind of revenues, what kind of EBITDA?
So I told you, it's about 3 to 4% of our EBITDA, the impact.
Okay.
And the cash flow is about 50 million. The total contract, the ASEC of me, is about 600 something million, yes?
Yes, around 600 per year. And of course, you know, impact on 19, it's lower because it's going to, you know, we are in the process of agreeing with them the schedule. So in reality, you know, the phase out is going to happen over the few months. So the full impact, it's not this year, yes? And we cannot give you exactly the number yet because it's not agreed with Orlen simply.
Okay, and would the loss of one of the core clients or any kind of distort your buying power and any kind of side effect on other operations or loss of the 90-something percent capacity utilization in the warehouses you have? So, all-in impact, I understand, could be more than this 3-4% you're mentioning.
I'm sorry, Luis, we cannot hear you.
Okay, so I'm trying to say, buying power has been impacted, and the billion is 3%.
Still don't hear you.
Not even, yeah. Can you listen to me?
Oh, now it's better. Yes, Luis.
Okay, in buying power has zero impact. The impact on nothing. Because it's 600 million, but our business is 26 billion. So, and this is the kind that all suppliers have direct deals with the gasoline station. So it doesn't affect nothing the buying power. There is zero. On logistics, obviously, we have to remake routes in some of the business units. But once again, we are talking of 600 million out of 20 billion, so or more than 20 billion. So things have to have the importance they have. We don't have any single client which affects the business in a way that it's relevant. Yeah. So it's a big client, but you know, it's 600 million we are discussing out of 26 billion, that proportion. So on the EBITDA level, as the impact I told you, it will be between 3 to 4% of our total EBITDA impact. But that's the main impact. Will affect some business units more than others, but I'm telling you the total impact on the group.
Okay, and what about the gastronomy business? Because since since Ambrose left in 2014 in gastronomy business, I understand that the bulk part of a contract with Orlen was related to the gastronomy. So what do you think about the future of the Eurocash gastronomy operations, the HoReCa ones?
No, obviously, I guess gastronomy is part of this contract, and for them is more relevant to them for Total Group. And they have to rearrange the routes and to keep working for different clients. But the total impact is that what I'm telling, independent of where it is. We don't to see the impact of Orlen, which is in four different business units. Obviously, in gastronomy is bigger, but the impact is this one. Total. Doesn't change the number.
Okay. Well, I must say that I thought that the contract with the largest customer would be larger than 600 million revenues. I thought that would be like more than a billion.
No, the contract, is what it is. It's more than gastronomy than in other business units. But the total impact for the group is around this. It's not, we don't expect more than this.
I'm sorry if I may add, because you know you mentioned Amres. The fact is that we had two big cases. The second one was Stokrotka, where you know it was even bigger than Amres itself and current adjustment in Orlen contract. And you know somehow you know it was not a big issue. Yes,
we used the assets from Stokrotka to support other stores. Means distribution centers were used. To serve other clients. And you remember that after this, Eurocash distribution performance were like rocket star.
So what you are trying to tell you is that obviously the relevant clients, obviously any client is important, and this is the biggest one. They take a decision to do themselves their logistics. Only thing you can do is to support them. The impact on the group is according to the size they have, which is 600 million.
Okay, great. Thank you for the answer.
Our next question comes from Alexander Gozarev, VTP Capital. Please go ahead.
Greetings. I have just some couple of questions, if you can comment on them. Could you please tell us what are your approximate CapEx expectations for 2019, and perhaps you could provide the breakdown. And what is the approximate level of net debt, if we speak in the comparable terms, without taking into consideration the effect of IFRS 16, which could be fair to assume by the year end 19? Thank you.
Okay, Jacek, I think you can answer.
Yes, so starting from the net debt, the fact is that, you know, the only big outflow which we are planning right now is connected with dividend payment, which is scheduled in June. So you will have the drop of net debt, but please remember that still, you know, if you are trying to model short term in Q2, we'll have outflow of 140 million, more or less, Polish zloty, 1 zloty per share. And then if you're asking about CapEx should be at a very similar level like last year, so we budgeted around 180.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Okay, as we have no more questions, just let's summarize the quarter. Quarter in our opinion was pretty strong, with wholesale business developing very well in terms of sales revenues and in terms of EBITDA performance. Retail business still is under integration, although we have first positive signs, mainly correlated with like for likes. Cash flow is under control, although was impacted by Easter. Basically, we are developing our business. We still believe that there is a lot of to do, but direction is clear, and we will stay with you in touch. And I think that's all. It was just simple call referring to the numbers, but anyway, business is stable, growing very nice, developing very nice.
And of course, any of you are more than welcome, you know, to contact us directly, and we'll try to follow with very detailed question. As part of you know, we have the few meetings already scheduled, so we'll be just at your disposal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.